T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, Damon Bruce, I want to go back to this because our friends from 95.7 The Game, we're going to talk to Lorenzo Neal here in 1 second. But Damon Bruce had this to say about the Packers' chances of winning in Santa Clara this weekend.
You know, I know LaFleur is very, very good, and Aaron Rodgers is just is one of the great arms this game has ever seen and known. If he does it. I mean, I give the Packers a 10% chance because of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's saying something. He is that good, that special, that magical. And he'll have to be all day long for 4 quarters without it. If he is looking at the tips of his cleats once on the sideline, game over. Game over. He's going to have to be rosy-cheeked, we're here to win, Aaron Rodgers pulling the freight train, Mr. Motivation all afternoon long. The minute he's looking at the tip of his cleats, ball game.
10% chance of winning, he gives the Green Bay Packers. We now go out to 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Lorenzo Neal, the former fullback, joining us. Lorenzo, how you doing again?
Hey, guys, I'm great. How we doing there in the big city, baby, where it's happening there in Green Bay?
We are giddy for this weekend. Your partner in crime, Damon, says 10%. That's all he gives the Green Bay Packers of getting a win if Aaron Rodgers plays his best game ever. You tell me if you think he's right or wrong.
Well, I think there's big odds. I think that you got to realize, let's be real. You know, Green Bay came out last time and didn't fare as well as they should have. I think that Green Bay didn't play up to their capability. You could ask a guy by the name of Mike Tyson, had that workout with him and Buster Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those odds are that big. I think that Buster Douglas had less of a chance to upset Mike Tyson than Green Bay has to upset the Niners. I think that you would take the Niners. You would take Green Bay's odds way more than you would have taken Buster Douglas if you were looking at those type of odds, because football's different. You got to realize, Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, you know the men on that team. They got embarrassed. They got motorboated, got slapped around. And football, that's why, you know, it's the comment you got from Damon, which is, I understand, but Damon hadn't played this game. I know what it's like to go out there and have a dominant game and then play a team a second time, and all of a sudden they get off the bus and they just want a little bit more. You think that it's going to be the same thing, deja vu, and they punch you in the mouth, and before you know it, it turns into a dogfight. Ask Baltimore how that worked out for them playing against Tennessee last week. You look at Kansas City, how'd they start off? You look at a lot of teams. You go out there in football, you got to earn it. Football's a different sport. Now, I do think that, I'm going to be real, I do think that the Niners are a little bit more talented. I think they're front four and what they can do. They're a little bit better than Green Bay just on paper, but that's why you play the game. You go out there and you make these things happen, and you guys got a pretty good quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer, going to go down arguably top 5 quarterbacks that ever played the game. And you got one of Fresno State's finest. I'm going to pull up on my boy Devontae Adams. To have a big game, have 200 yards receiving, but you still lose. That's what I'm pulling for. I want them to play well, but I want them to lose. And the Niners, guys, I think they got one of the best front four in football, and they're getting healthy. You look at D Ford, the way he came out and played. You look at Buckner, and you look at Armstead. You look at Solomon Thomas. You look at Nicky Bosa, rookie of the year. These guys are hungry still. Hungry dog hunts best. You got to realize this is a team that was made, that the odds in Vegas were 8-8 at best. Here's a team that succeeded that. And now, once you get there to that goal, now you kick the can down the road, and now you set the bar higher. And Cal Shanahan, guys, is a great leader of men. You got a guy who played the game, a guy I played with in John Lynch. He knows. He's making sure he's down there in that locker room. Guys respect him. And then Richard Sherman. So you got a good group of guys that have been in this situation before and guys that understand that this doesn't happen often. Kyle Juszczyk, a guy, a personal friend of mine, played fullback. That guy, he's tough. He's physical. He's a run leader. This guy makes it happen. You got some guys on this Niner team that understand what's at stake, and they know that Green Bay, it's us against the world. Green Bay's coming in with a fist and saying, look, guys, it's going to take our best. No one's giving us a chance. It's us against the world. And we don't care if no one's giving us a chance. They're using that as motivation. sort of like the team that I think is the hottest team in football right now. That's the Tennessee Titans. They believe. They know what they're doing. They got Derrick Henry. Look at the way that that team is playing. They've been on the road for 2 weeks, and now they're getting ready to go to Kansas City, which you'd say, hey, look, you don't know what's going to happen in Kansas City. Kansas City's going to have a hard time stopping that run game. So I look at this Niner-Packer game. Yes, on paper, the Niners should win. You're looking at that. But Aaron, when you got Aaron Rodgers, you have an opportunity. Aaron Rodgers, guys, I think that was the worst game he probably played in his career. I think you guys would agree. They were 1-15 on third down. What's the probability of that happening again? Hell, I can go get LSU, the national title championship team, and think they can go 1-15 against a pro team. 1-15. Those odds were not very good. So I think the Niners understand what's at stake. So look for the Niners to come out ready to meet the intensity of the Green Bay Packers.
Last time the Packers, and I was just going over this, if you look at their series, obviously the opening one on their own two-yard line, they fumble, San Francisco pushes it in, and all of a sudden the Packers are down. And then after that, they punted, they turned it over, they punted. But the ball game was still a 13-0 game going into half, and the Packers had to feel extremely lucky at that point. And then the wheels obviously fell off after that. If the Packers play mistake-free football and get a score or two, are we looking at a completely different competitive type of game?
You really are. And here's the biggest thing to me. I think the number's 24. Can Green Bay score over 24? That's going to be that's going to be who goes to the Super Bowl. Because I don't know if the Green Bay can get more than 24 against this defense. If Jimmy G doesn't throw any interceptions, of course, and if, you know, I'm talking about if all things being equal, 24, I think that's the number the Packers need to get to if they're going to be in this game. Because I think that the Niners, when you look at it, they're going to have to score. They're going to have to score. And 24 is not necessarily a shootout. But if you can get to 24, I think that the odds go up for the Packers to win. I think if you look at this game, though, and you say, hey, if they play a better ball, can they win? Can they do this? Yes, they can. But I think the Green Bay's game plan has to be different. You can't come in this game thinking you're going to go 9-7-step drop and hold onto the ball. Look for them to run the ball on first and second down. And not even in that. Look for quick screens. Look for flare screens. Receiver, look for the running back just to do a flare route and just get the ball in his hand, sort of like a pitch. It's almost like a run, but you're just throwing the ball lateral. And now it's one-on-one with the linebacker. Green Bay, in order for them to stay in this game, they have to win on first and second down. If you can win on first and second down, now you're in third and manageable, third and two or three. Now Green Bay has the chance because you're ahead in the sticks. If it's third and eight and third and more than that, it's going to be hard for the defensive line to hold the offensive line to be able to hold those defenders off for 5 seconds, for 4 to 5 seconds. And that's when San Francisco's at its best, and Green Bay knows that. So they're not going to have Aaron Rodgers holding that ball on first and second down. They're going to try to do quick hitting plays, get the ball out of Aaron Rodgers, quick screen, quick game on first and second down, and third down, make sure it's third and manageable. And if you can do that and win every now and then on third down, look for Green Bay to double move. The Niners are going to be trying to stop the slant route. Look for the slant and go. Look for certain things. But it's got to be third and manageable in order for them to drop back to 7-step drops and do those things. Because if you're in third long, Niners are going to pin their ears back. That's why third and minimum for this Green Bay team is going to be imperative for them to stay in this ballgame.
Talking with Lorenzo Neal, former NFL fullback, 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. To me, this game is all about the Packers' offensive line and the defensive front for the 49ers. Last time the Packers got smoked, it seemed to be on skates. If they can hold off the pass rush and or open just a couple of holes for Aaron Rodgers and Jamal Williams, how much does that change the complexity of the game?
Oh, no question. You hit the nail right on the head. Offense entertains, but defense wins championships, and the Niners understand that. You see what they're able to do, you know, to this Minnesota team last week. But let's not be mistaken. The best thing that could have happened to Green Bay was that motorboating when they came out here and got their teeth kicked in. Look, since then, have the Packers lost a game since that beating that they took from San Francisco? They went undefeated. They got on a roll. That was a good sign because of the fact they said, okay, we're going to deal with adversity. Okay, no one gives us a chance. Look what Green Bay's done since then. So I think that you're playing a totally different situation. You're playing a totally different team. And I think Kyle Shanahan is doing a phenomenal job. That's the biggest thing. I don't think that you're going to have a team that's let down because the Niners understand a hungry dog hunts best. And this Green Bay Packer team, they're very hungry. And Aaron Rodgers is trying to get back to another Super Bowl.
Real quick before I let you go, if you had to say one key, two key, because to me I think you got to throw at Richard Sherman just to keep him honest, but you got to have other guys. You got to have Geronimo Allison. You got to have Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Somebody else, Jimmy Graham, they got to step up. It can't all be on Davante Adams.
It can't be. And I think the Jones have to be big in the run game. You have to run the ball to keep this Niners defense honest. And not just that, you're going to have to throw to the running back 10 to 12 times, at least target them 10 to 12 times. And Davante Adams, you got to target him 15 times or more. You have to go to your playmakers. You still can win, even if they're trying to double and roll coverage to him. You got to make sure that Davante Adams is one of the best route runners in this league. Now, I'm not just saying that, but a Hall of Famer, Terrell came on the show, on our show, and he said that Terrell Owens said, this guy is unbelievable running routes. But, yes, other guys are going to have to step up and make plays, and I think it's going to be big that the running back, not just running the ball, but out of the backfield, has to catch the ball as well if they're going to stay in this game.
Lorenzo, always great to chat with you. We will see you out in San Fran, and we'll see if indeed you guys get there. We'll see you down in Miami, too. Hope you don't, but nevertheless, if you do, we'll make sure and come over and say hi.
Hey, no doubt. I put it this way. If you can't get along, you might as well get it on. So Sunday night, under the lights, let's get it on, baby.
There you go. There you go. Words of wisdom. Lorenzo Neal, there you go. The former fullback, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Thanks so much. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.